What's up?
The only real fan of this show we have is my brother-in-law, Joe.
Oh.
He told me he can tell how good an episode's going to be from this part.
Oh, from the little funny bits that we do?
Yeah, the funny bits.
To be fair, you're the funny one in the podcast.
I'm the loud one.
Yeah.
Well, but it's
which
also
automatically makes you funnier.
Well, the thing is, it's not if you take 300 shots and you make 30, that's only 10%. But if you take only two, Jose, and you make none of them, that sounds fucked up. You know what I mean?
No, that's the thing. I don't know math.
That is true.
When you were explaining it, I was shaking my head, yeah, but inside I was like, I don't know what he's talking about.
No, he lost me at 30.
You just go, oh, Scott got out. He cranked out 10 dingers today, but he shot 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you only shoot two and you only make two, that's only two, but it's really 100%.
Yeah, but I only shot two and didn't make the two.
No, you made them this time around.
Whoa.
You guys still into math? You guys still good at that?
Yeah. Nope.
Justin, you still barely graduate because of math?
Yep.
Yeah. Was that scary? Was that scary at all? Or did you always know, like, they're going
to
let me go?
No, I was I was terrified. When I was going to night school, I was crying because I was like, I'm not going to graduate.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Yeah. I think I knew that. Like, the last semester or whatever. You were just looking. It was.
Nah.
You looked around you and it was just you.
Well, see, when I
a mirror.
No, when I went there, it was like a whole bunch of 40-year-olds. And I was like, oh, cool. And then they were like, okay.
Wait, why did you think 40-year-olds were cool?
Because they're getting their education or trying to.
Oh, okay.
But then he said, all right, open your book, turn to page one. And the first problem was two plus two. And I said, shit, this is why we're here.
Shit.
I thought it was, he said, turn to page one. And you went to the middle of the book. And you went, oh, fuck. I don't know
this
where
is
that
too
is.
Far ahead
is
now.
There a table of contents and they go, it's on page eight, and you go, fuck.
An I'm index, never, maybe?
I'm never going to figure this out.
The worst thing I hated, or the thing that I hated the most, was the teachers would give you the problems, and then you look in the back, right? And you find out that their problems are back there, but it's not the ones that she assigned to you.
Yeah.
So you have to do the work.
In high school, when I was in AP calculus, all of the odd answers were in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would get my homework and all the odd answers would be correct. And like half of the even ones would. And she never thought anything of it because she was too busy cleaning bird shit out of her hair.
Speaking of that, like I think I passed because she seriously thought that, well, she knew that I was trying really hard, but I was still failing. So she was like, oh, fuck.
Just keeping your head above water.
It was a real movie moment where she said, oh, man, he's doing his best. Or like that episode of The Simpsons where Bart tries his hardest and he still fails. You're like Bart Simpson, except less cool.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Eat my pants.
Joe is our only fan.
He's short.
And I don't. He's, he shouldn't. Right?
What?
Yeah. What is up, my dudes? It is Thursday, January 18th, 2018, and we are back again, this time with Season 2, Episode 48 of The Rat King, the number one gaming podcast in the Midwest. I'm Scott Petty, and with me as always, the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys.
As well as King Typo, Justin Stokes.
Hey, everyone.
All right, guys, let's get down to it, okay? The elephant in the room, you know?
Where?
Overwatch League.
Overwatch League, more like overrated league. I have opinions, and they're about games and about murder. Let's get to it. So, I made sure to make notes because I thought it was very important. This week, we have an announcement, and it is that Bob the Tomato from VeggieTales shouldn't even be on the show because tomatoes are fruits.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing there?
I don't know. What makes you a fruit again?
Well, okay, don't come at me.
It's if you don't have seeds on the inside.
Wow, okay, now we're coming at me because I'm sterile. Okay, so I can't fucking win this episode? Is that what's going on? This is not the way I wanted to do this.
Were we offensive?
We went 48 plus episodes without being utterly offensive. That was okay. Well, okay.
Most of us got there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. There was stuff I had to bleep out and everything. No, but the actual important thing, don't undo typing. So we've decided that if the fuel gauge is going to have a red line for empty, it should have a blue line for full.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Shouldn't it be green?
Oh, fuck! I've already drawn up the specs. There's a patent in there now. I just feel like, isn't blue on the opposite side of the color wheel from red? Or is it green? Oh, no, because green plus blue equals... Fuck. Green plus red. Green plus red equals blue.
Hmm.
Man.
Orange. No, it's not. I was gonna say the opposite of blue is orange, but
but the opposite of red is green. That makes a lot of sense. You guys see those lights around town where people just they see them and for some reason they just stop.
Oh.
And I'm like, they're not that impressive, guys. You could just keep driving. I'll send you a picture later. I don't get what you're doing. But let's talk about the actual thing. When I was a kid, I took a toilet paper roll after playing a hentai game mm-hmm. on Newgrounds, and I put a bunch of shampoo in it, and then I pressed it in between the toilet seat and the toilet bowl, and I just went at that thing, just fucking it raw.
Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah.
How tall were you to be able to do this?
I'm nearly 6'2 now. I was probably 6'1.
That's a lot of squatting.
No, I was...
It's a deep squat.
No, I think... I assume I was on my knees, ladies. yeah, you get down on your knees. I don't know. I was probably like 15.
That's a high toilet then.
We had a high toilet growing up. I love that thing because my legs are kind of long. You just sit down. You don't have to plop at all, but you can fuck a toilet. That's what I want to tell you guys. Don't use shampoo. You guys ever get shampoo all up in your pee hole?
Mm-mm.
Man,
not in the pee hole.
Man, it burns like the dickens. Don't ever do that.
It does say external use only.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, shit.
I've eaten a lot of it because it doesn't say that.
I mean, if it smells good, tastes good.
That's true.
All right. So let's get to it.
Like the Tide Pods.
Guys, I don't know how to tell you this, but the network came to me.
Uh-huh.
They said, we really like what you guys are doing. You know, you got a small but steady audience of dedicated listeners. But unfortunately, we're going to have to cancel the show.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was in the middle of a yawn.
What about Peru?
Oh, no. It's been mostly about Japan. I haven't seen Peru in a while.
I think they got their internet cut.
Did they? I don't know what's going on in the world anymore. Well, I do, and that's unfortunate. so we've been canceled. They didn't really give any notes on how we could stop from being canceled. We are only, I think, 3 episodes into season 2. And that feels rough considering you made it through 48 in season 1.
I'm going to say it's because Circuit City is back.
Circuit City is back, only in web form. Call me when you're brick and mortar, bitch. That's how I feel. Circuit City, what? A digital city?
I think there's supposed to be like little dudes in the store and they're like, hey, come buy our stuff. And then they're like, nah, Circuit City's gone. And then they proceed to walk out and take their Circuit City clothes off. And then Circuit City's gone again.
That sentence and that story was a fever dream inside of a nightmare. I need you to know that.
Yeah, I did dream that up. That's why I explained it.
You spent the last minute speaking in pig Latin and then translating that and then speaking something else because I did not understand a single thing besides little dudes. And then I decided I'd love to shop at Little Dude City, but they don't have that. The show's gone. The show's over.
Oh no.
we have decided that right now we're going to sort of call it not quits, I guess, but it's sort of an indefinite hiatus. Mm-hmm. We could never come back. We could come back in 2 days. We could come back in 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 2 scores. That's 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hope I'm dead by then. Justin, you with me?
Yep. 1 score is 20 years. That's what Abraham Lincoln said.
Yep. Well,
he said 4 scores.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't actually say most of those. So we kind of decided we got 2 full-time jobs. all of us. Yeah. We have six jobs combined. No, we all have full-time jobs. We all have lives of our own. This is kind of the only time we get, well, not the only time we get to see each other, because we could use this time to see each other without there being a podcast. And that sounds more fun currently. Just because there's no work in hanging out, you know, mm-hmm. there's a little bit of work involved in this that we don't currently have.
I mean, like, even if we sit down and just play video games, it's just sitting down
playing
video games.
Exactly. And no one wants to listen to that. No one wants to listen to this. Yeah. So, I mean, but there may come a time, like, I'm in my extremely busy season at work. There will come a time in a couple of months, like in spring or summer, where I'm going to feel totally stress-free and back to normal. You'll probably be doing a little bit better, Jose, because you work outside and it won't mm-hmm. be terrible
cold
and
shit.
Yeah.
That'll be hot as fuck.
It'll be hot, but you come home and shower and feel all right.
Yeah,
you know
true,
what I mean?
That's a good point.
And then
where he eats my screen.
Yeah, and then Justin will be kind of the same all the time. So that's kind of a blessing and a curse for him. Mostly a curse.
Yeah, it's a curse.
It's like a curse where everything is bad, but sometimes there's a pumpkin pie in the house. And you just get to go at it. So it's just sort of, we're calling it a break. We're all breaking up. We're going our separate ways. Just so everyone knows what we're kind of doing as solo artists. Mm-hmm. Jose is a Gamergate guy now. Mm-hmm. He does believe that women are ruining the gaming industry. And that's why he can't continue with a gaming podcast.
I recently learned what that was. And I was like, yeah.
Well, first you went through two steps. The first step was, oh, it is not an alligator that plays games. Mm-hmm. That was unfortunate for you. And then you learned what it was to be a gamer gator, and then you started getting to men's rights activism.
Then I was like, that's the second best thing than a gator playing games.
Being like really hating women and what they've done and making it so I can't see all them beautiful titties bounce in the games that I like.
Oh man.
Play games wearing Crocs?
Yes.
Nice.
That's all I have.
Justin is currently in the midst of being investigated for the death of his fourth wife, who has mysteriously fallen down a staircase and died in a very similar fashion to his second and first wife. And both of those trials were thrown out. They were mistrials because they decided that Justin just began fucking members of the police force, and they had to throw out all of that evidence.
Yes.
And they said, I believe one of the police officers said, there was a lot of evidence when I got on the scene, and there was even more when I got off on the scene.
Nice.
And that's why they had to throw it out. So I'm hoping you get a speedy mistrial with this one.
Well, thank you. I hope so, too.
And that you'll come out on top, and that your fifth wife will come back to you and not be afraid, and maybe get, like, an elevator installed in your home.
I know. Kind of getting annoyed of it.
So we'll see where that goes. And I'm a racist.
Bye.
That's what I'm doing now. I don't like anyone that's not white. That's why I'm ending the podcast. Justin is a Filipino man. He's a Pacific Islander, or as his mother would say, he's half Filipino, half shithead. In my case, is a racist. That sounds like all shithead.
Exactly.
And Jose is a Mexican man, and aside from coming in and stealing my job as my own co-host and taking a white woman to be his bride, I don't
like that.
I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I don't condone it. I think it's bad. And I feel like me and my group of...
Makes the podcast look bad.
Yeah, it makes... Exactly. It makes it look dirty and wrong. And so I feel that me and my friends who are mostly like, you know, 40-something morbidly obese white guys who try to wear like weird, like pointed swastika helmets and stuff, but they don't quite go under our chin. Not because they can't reach, but because we don't really have chins. And we just kind of hang out. We talk about the different ways that we grease our dicks, our greasy, greasy dicks.
Ugh.
And don't judge.
I'm just saying. Ugh.
And, you know, we talk about how, you know, a melting pot, it's full of pollution, you know, and they're taking the women and they're just doing all the stuff and the whole thing with numbers and the 1488. And I am a Jew, but they don't know that because they haven't seen
undercover.
They haven't seen my nostrils or my donger. So that's me. I'm a big racist guy. I'm an alt-right guy. I have a tattoo now that is not going to be a swastika in 5 years when I kind of feel bad about stuff and I run for governor.
Nice.
So that's, I mean, that's sort of everything we got going on. Other reasons.
I'll pay your running stuff with jalapeno poppers.
Yes, that's a running joke that we forgot about. Justin does a thing with peppers and shit. And that's sort of it. I mean, we'll like I said, who knows if or when we'll be back. It's not that big of a deal. No one really gives a shit. We don't really give a shit that much.
We should just come back to announce big games. Next time we're back is, hey guys, Metroid Prime 4 is out. Okay, bye.
No, what's going to be weird is next week when you guys stay subscribed to the podcast and you see another episode come out and it's just me. And it has like five times the production value.
Like, wait a second.
And it's 4 hours long and it's just me and I'm like changing the pitch of my voice and stuff to make it sound like other people. But yeah, I mean, what do you guys have to say about it? All right. What about you, Justin?
I'm looking forward to streaming if that's a thing we're going to be doing.
Yeah, we might. I think we should still look into that. I think that would be fun. Jose, we'll still give it a shot at your house. Maybe look into good internet. No. Better internet.
I'm looking into internet, but I don't know how I feel about my options.
Well, also,
but I think that's the only option I have.
Your house is insulated with aluminum foil.
Yeah.
And then you guys have those hats that you have on and everything. So it's really hard to get Wi-Fi boots in your house.
The pointy boots and the hats.
See, okay. Well, let's.
Whenever you guys walk, it sounds like everyone's running.
Whenever. I'd like to point out that what Justin just said was more racist than any of my fake racist stuff, where he said, whenever you guys run.
I see them in the house. What do you mean?
Them! Them!
I could be the house wearing the shoes and I would count as them.
Oh my God.
It's just whoever's in the house, the residents there.
Last time you got something, you got something like incorrect on the podcast, you left and Jose called you Kim.
come on.
He called you Kim Rong-un. Wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it at all. And he just laughed and laughed and his little boots were just clickety clack. And he was doing it and I was like, this is carpet, and he's still managing that. Not to mention you do have gashes in your shins from when they flip back up and stab you, and it's just cutting into you. It looks like one of those razor commercials where each blade cuts a little bit deeper.
Yeah
But anyway, what were we gonna say?
I forgot
about the podcast maybe possibly permanently ending.
I'm gonna miss talking about video games, but like also it kind of became like a second job where I was like, I need to play this video game before this day.
Yeah, that is something I stopped doing after 2-bit. No, I'm serious.
It's probably a good idea.
For the first 10 episodes of 2-bit, like I had bought like 3 games that I didn't really care about just to have something to talk about, and then I said, this isn't something I can keep up. And like, we don't get codes or anything to get free games. Otherwise, I wouldn't care as much because there would be... We make negative money making this podcast. No sponsors except for those adult diapers. Well, you know, that was weird. Anyway, but the...
I forgot about that.
Yeah, the they've reached out more than once.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I each time I say, give me more money.
Really?
No, I just don't want to do that.
Do they offer money?
Yeah.
Is it good?
No. Okay. Not enough to be...
Like, enough to pay the monthly...
No, well, yes, absolutely. I know. We would each bank a good, like, $11.
Okay.
Do that math, because I know you can't.
Nope. But I like it.
So I stopped doing that. That's why the last few episodes, which I haven't really looked at the stats on, but the last few episodes have just been total nonsense. And a big part of it is when there's less to discuss, it feels even more so like I'm dominating the podcast, which I always feel guilty about.
You shouldn't, because then it'd just be a really quiet podcast.
Yeah, but I'm a chronic like conversation, like I'm a narcissist, you know, unfortunately. So I'm a chronic like I kind of take over the situation even if there's not a podcast. So it's, but now there's many hundreds of hours now of me just like talking, and there's probably like a dozen hours of both of you guys. So
I could see it, because I only talk about I don't know, twice every podcast episode?
If we are each 1/3, I speak for 2/3.
Yes, you do.
And you guys split that other third. So, again, more math for you to do.
Nope. Take your word on it.
Do you guys want to talk about some video game stuff while we're here?
I broke my controller the other day.
Which one?
PS4 controller.
Why?
It fell and it wouldn't charge after that.
You got angry at it. Admit it. What did you get mad at?
No, I was plugging it in and then it like kind of like fell off the table.
Uh-huh.
And then it just broke.
That's
like
investment.
It still works.
Yeah.
And then I just bought another controller and
ooh,
the charging
rich
state.
Boy.
But it doesn't charge though.
Oh no. Well, I bought a charging dock where it charges from the bottom. So now I have two controllers that work.
Nice,
it's
man.
It's pretty cool.
I thought you broke it from stepping on your pearls and you fell and you broke it.
Nah.
Is that not what happened? Did you finally put your pearls up?
Yeah.
You kept telling me you wanted a pearl necklace. I came on you. Yeah, there was no double entendre there. There was a single entendre where I came on you.
Where you went straight to the point.
I rubbed my little doink between your little ditties, and I bamped on your blamos.
Blamos.
Yeah. And you said, wow, this is beautiful. And I said...
I feel like, what's her name? Velma. From the Flintstones.
Wilma?
Who's the redhead?
Wilma.
Wilma. I felt like Velma from...
While we're here, you guys want to hear my my Christian Bale Batman impression?
Yes.
All right, I got to gear up. Let me get some water. You guys you guys fill the air.
I'll also drink
water.
I was
gonna say, Velma sounds familiar, too.
From Scooby-Doo.
I don't know who Velma is.
From
but
Scooby-Doo.
It sounds familiar.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, I got to get... Swear to me! That's my impression. He goes, I swear to God. And he goes, swear to me! So that's my Batman impression.
Do you like Batman movies again?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I've talked about Batman the last...
Wait, well, no, you said, like, did you rewatch them and do you like them again?
Oh, no, I did not rewatch them.
So you still hate them?
No, they're good.
Okay.
No, I watched them, hated most of them, rewatched them, liked about half of them.
Okay. So do you hate them again?
No, not yet. I hate the George Clooney one. I don't love the Val Kilmer one. I don't like Dark Knight Rises at all. Aside from Anne Hathaway, gives a great performance in that. She kind of, I would say, is the only good part of that movie.
She's Catwoman.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she Catwoman, though?
Yes.
Like, did they call her Catwoman?
I don't think so.
No.
But she had goggles that when she flipped up, they were cat ears.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, the only... Yeah, like, Christian Bale was done at that point. That was over. But Anne Hathaway gave a good performance. And, I mean, what do you want from Tom Hardy? I love the fact that they had to replace all his dialogue afterwards, because that means on set he was just like, and they were like, ah, no, you can't do that, man. And he was like,
like, oh man, this isn't gonna work.
Yeah, and it's funny that they got to like shooting and were like, well, fuck, I guess we got to figure this out. So we're gonna like drop a plane out of the air. I don't know.
I imagine him screaming during that scene and no one can understand.
Yeah. I imagine him screaming in every scene. Everyone talks about how he's so how he's so handsome, but they cover his face in like most of his movies, like Dunkirk, Dark Knight Rises, half of Mad Max. But then you see his whole face in Inception and he's doing this weird like pursed lips British guy face and it freaks me out. He's real cool looking in Bronson, though. I want that body he has in Bronson.
Bronson. He's like a inmate who's like really intimidating.
Yeah,
also a psychopath.
Yeah, he's like you kind of get like, it's that old school like strongman look where you're just kind of like a fucking potato. But
oh yeah,
you know
you have
a big ab. Yeah, and you it goes like 3 inches off your body, so there's just like a layer of fat over it, and you're just like a fucking barrel, bitch. And you're like, I'm gonna fucking dominate you. That's the body I want, because I don't think I can ever. One, I only have 5 out of my 6 abs. Mm-hmm. I'm missing my top right ab muscle. I was born without one, or I was born with a very withered one, and it only got worse. So I don't have that. So at the very least, I can have a 5-pack,
mm-hmm.
and no one ever buys a 5-pack. So I gotta get
They're
that.
They're often returned.
Gotta get that like fucking pigeon chest barrel body where I'm just walking around like, yeah, I can lift a stone.
So how do you go about that? Do you just eat a lot and then you work out?
He
or?
Said all he did to get that body was he had days of where he ate like 10,000 calories, where it was just like chicken and rice every day, and then the next day he would fast, like hardly eat anything for that day, and then every day instead of going to the gym and having a trainer and stuff, he just did push-ups and sit-ups.
Cool.
So he worked out like a prisoner, basically. And I can do that, I think. Aside from my multiple body injuries and stuff like that.
Besides the chicken.
Yeah, and I can't eat chicken either. But I'm sure I can replace it with like vegan hot dogs. No, just cut up vegan hot dogs. They're made out of rubber. so let's video game thing. I beat Zelda. The Ooh. Legend of Zelda, The Breath of the Wild.
And?
Minus the. It was cool. Okay. I don't know. I got to the point. So I had three things left to do because I was doing like a cheap 100% completionist route.
Mm-hmm.
So the only things I had left to do was one challenge to get this last bridle and saddle set. Didn't care to do it. It was annoying. You have to ride your horse and shoot shit. I finished every single one of the side missions aside from the Trial of the Sword, which I didn't care about too much. Finished all the main quests and everything extra I did. I found every single shrine, which, guys, my thing for finding the shrines was insane. Because what I did is I took two screenshots on the Switch, posted them both to Twitter, saved them to my phone, put them on my computer, stitched them together in Photoshop, and then found a full map of them on there, and then slowly used the crop tool to delete out the ones that I'd already gotten. And then eventually I got halfway through the map and then I found it on an island and I was like, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I spent like an hour doing it while my girlfriend took a nap so she wouldn't look at me and be ashamed. but it was a lot of work and I finally did it. And then I got, you know, the Tunic of the Wild, you know, the mm-hmm. classic Zelda gear, basically. I got all the armor that you don't need an amiibo for. Same with horses and whatever else. And then I said, all right, I'm at a good place. So I went and I beat the game.
What do you get for getting 100% completion? Nothing?
You get nothing.
Is there an additional cutscene, ending, dialogue?
I don't think so.
Nothing?
I don't think there's a single thing, no.
Hmm.
Because if you, there are 900 Korok seeds, you get that, and then they give you a gold piece of poop, and that's it.
Cool.
And that's sort of it. But yeah.
That bitch is heavy.
I was telling Jose, he's probably not going to love the last boss fight, because mm-hmm. it's one, like, I had the amped up, like, special divine beast powers and shit. Plus, if you have all four divine beasts, they cut his health in half right away. Yeah, so as soon as you start, he has his full life bar, and then they cut it in half.
Oh.
And then you get it down to a quarter, he changes a little bit, then you kill him, and then it turns into something else that I won't ruin. But I was telling Jose, kind of with how different this game was, it was weird that I want there to finally be a Zelda game where you finish it and then you live in a post world, you know, like you've officially defeated that and you don't have to worry about it anymore and you just continue living in the world and you talk to people mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, life is better now and stuff like that. And it really undercuts the whole situation. You never go back to Impa in Kakariko Village and she's always like, you got to defeat the power, but you never see her. And then as soon as you reload, it's right before that final boss battle. So it doesn't fucking right. matter. It really takes away like what it's trying to do with these lost memories and these champions and Zelda and all this shit.
So no matter how far you get into it, you're always going to have to finish that last fight.
Yeah, like it just like any of the modern Zelda games, like since Ocarina, mm-hmm. you no matter what you do, you always go back to where you're saved before you completed it. It'll mark your save with a star saying, hey, you beat it, but you live in a world where Ganon is still in that castle waiting right. for you.
Was the ending satisfying at all?
It was. I was happy with the ending, but then when, like I said, then the credits run, you go to the main screen, and then you don't get to like relish in any of mm-hmm. it. And that really fucked things up for me. And
then
like,
Link took his mask off to reveal that it's actually Zelda.
So the ending is very cool for a specific reason that I won't ruin here. And then you get to do nothing with it. Like I said, that's the whole thing.
That's
is it
bummer.
Just yeah, it just fucks with that. So it makes me hope that in the next one they will maybe offer that, or like Jose mentioned, maybe New Game Plus where you keep your shit and then they give you even more powered up shit and you keep your abilities the whole game but bosses are tougher, whatever mm-hmm. it is, but they have the master difficulty or whatever mm-hmm. but I'm not gonna do that. I put 120 hours into this game, you know, so
I mean, you're pretty much done after putting that many hours into it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to... The only things left, if I want to go crazy, would be finding all the locations, which there are 336, I think, or 236,
and
I don't remember.
Upgrading all the armor and weapons.
Upgrading all the armor. You can't upgrade your weapons.
Okay.
But upgrading your armor, which I'm not going to spend all that time doing, and finding all the Korok seeds, which I'm definitely not going to spend my time doing. So I finally said, all right, I'm good. Now I'm going to switch to playing a bunch of indie games. So that's kind of my jam.
I played Dragon Ball FighterZ, the beta at least.
Yeah? Because you pre-ordered?
I don't think you needed to pre-order, but I did pre-order it. Nice. It was the open beta.
Yeah.
I didn't really... Because I pre-ordered the physical edition, and I think you had to pre-order it digitally for it to, you know, actually be... get the early access. Anyway, I played the open beta. It was really good. Like, the way that the game moves, it's very... what I expect out of Dragon Ball Z, it's very offensive. Like, you're...
Like they keep calling people fruits?
Yeah. Well, you even got seeds, so... Hey. But it's pretty much very less defensive and it's more offensive. So you're, like, constantly at each other's throats and stuff.
And it's a lot better than Marvel vs. Capcom, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I immediately knew that it was going to be, but, like, I didn't want to be that guy.
Did you know because the hands were smaller than their heads?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, oh, shit, this is crazy.
It's already better.
Yeah.
But yeah, the game's really fast-paced, very Persona 4 Arena-ish, kind of, because it kind of has like an auto-combo system, but you can also do certain mix-ups without the auto-combo.
Yeah.
So, it works really
well. What characters were available?
Goku, Vegeta, Fat Buu, Kid Buu, Beerus, Cell, Frieza, Nappa.
They had a lot.
Yeah, they had a good... I think that was it, actually.
Fuck, marry, kill, Fat Boo, Kid Boo, and regular Boo, I don't know, the like thin one.
Super Boo?
Super Boo.
Kill Kid Boo.
Good start.
Yeah, buddy.
Good start.
Jeez, the worst.
I gotta say, that's the best thing you could do right now.
Fuck Super Boo and marry Fat Boo.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fat Boo can turn shit into cookies, so...
Like, yeah. Literal shit?
Literal cookies. But yeah, I'm going to for sure buy that day one. There's a season pass for it, and I'm like, should I buy that?
I think
and
it's just costumes,
the answer is
right?
No, but I'm gonna, so that's cool.
The answer is no, but I'm gonna.
But yeah, Street Fighter V came out with their arcade edition stuff today.
Street Fighter V.
Yeah.
And the V stands for...
21 gigs.
How
do you feel about that compared to Dragon Ball FighterZ?
Dragon Ball FighterZ, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, Justin?
I haven't played anything.
Good,
I mean,
man.
I picked up a little bit of Pokemon, but that's it.
Good for you. Stardew Valley is going to get multiplayer coming up. I saw that today.
Would that work?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might not come to the Switch, but it'll be on other shit.
I did see that Mario Odyssey is getting multiplayer worlds.
Interesting.
And you get the bubble stuff with Luigi, too.
Yeah, I think
it's
like
the balloon thing? Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I thought we were going to play as
you,
Luigi.
Fuck you, Nintendo.
Like,
I'll beat your shitting ass. did I already tell everybody I was racist now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the Nintendo should be an American company is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That way the product could just like fall apart. It could be twice as heavy and fall apart twice as fast. That's what I want.
I like it.
Yeah.
Made of bricks.
I don't know. So what are you going to do with your free time now that you don't have to do the podcast?
Draw a lot more, probably.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm going
to
try.
I'm going to try to write more. You got to hold me to that, too. Yeah. I want you to text me every day.
Hey, what'd you write?
Did you write a page? Okay. I want you to do that.
Ooh, a whole page?
Yeah. I can knock out a page.
Fucker. Oh, I'm going to write a fucking 10-page essay.
I come in here.
Okay.
I pull out my solid gold... typewriter. It is so hard to push those buttons, and then if you push one, they all push at once.
Are you double spacing?
I'm certainly making the font like 13 when they tell me to put 12. what did someone say recently? I forgot what it was. Oh man, it was a good thing, but I'll never write a paper again. Anyway, they say the best thing to do with when you're writing is to like just write, even if it's shitty. Like, because the thing is, I've written like an entire like 23 page script or something, like a TV pilot style script, you know, like 30 pages maybe. And then you go back to do like your edits to it and you go, all of this is shit when you think it's good. So why not just start with what you know is shit? And then you can only get better. So if you tell yourself you just got to write a page, then you're good. You're going to go back and hate that page anyway.
I would do half a page.
Well, yeah, that's because you're a fucking loser. And I'm making moves up in this bitch. What are you going to do, Justin?
I'm going to stare more at the wall.
Yeah?
Exactly what I'm going to do. With a bag of chips.
On the wall or in your hand?
In my hand.
What are you eating?
They're going to be hot Cheetos, and I'm going to stare at my red wall.
You do the thing where you you get combos and you suck the cheese out and you spit it into a different bag and you say, I'm coming back to you later.
Never did that.
And then when you finally get to that bag, you ball it up in one big ball and you walk around with it all day and just chew it. And you just tell people, like, the salt is burning my teeth.
It's disgusting.
Do you just put it in your mouth like a jawbreaker, like Ed and Eddie style, or like just pops out of your mouth?
Then you return the pretzel ones, and they go, why are you returning these? And you say, they're all full of turds. And they look at them, and they go, oh my God, I'm so sorry, sir.
Why'd I do this? Why has no one stopped me for the last 12 years?
Oh my God, 12 years. You've been, let's face it, you've been on To Catch a Predator.
Catching predators.
Straight to the worst.
You're like Dog the Bounty Hunter, but you're catching predators.
No, let's be honest.
Oh, no.
Because we know who Justin is. We know what he likes, and we know what he does. He's the guy that's dressed like a bush that tackles the creepy fucker when he tries to leave. Because Justin, and here's the thing, Justin does not work for any sort of police force, any bureau or anything. He does not work for the FBI, anything like that. Guy was just walking his dog. Sometimes he pretends to be a bush because he likes to get peed on. That's his thing. I don't judge him for
it's
that.
Warm.
He's not hurting anyone, and the dog goes, and that's what matters. And, you know, he's walking. He slips on his pearls. He falls on the ground. And then he sees somebody running out, and someone goes, catch that pedophile. Oh, and he just books it. It's like, and he's just fucking, he's just going for it. He's
it's
just,
like the pedophile gets into one, the woods, two, three, and he one, just hears, two, three. And then he tries to go, Justin, no tackling. And then Justin tackles the shit out of him.
No, and then Justin goes, don't say my name, they'll find out. They'll find out we're part of the same chat group.
Is it like a good, like, bush disguise, like a ghillie suit, or is it just like bad, terrible?
I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's certainly a hot glued trash bag.
With leaves all over it.
Literally, like all it. You did is instead of having a tree skirt for Christmas, you just put the bag under it, put glue on it, and any of the stuff that fell on it, you said, it's me now.
That's the best.
You put your arms in it, and I just like to reiterate, they say, catch them, and you're just fucking. Oh,
I'm on him.
You're just going and you're just booking it. For some reason, your top half is moving way quicker than your bottom half.
That's because I can't move my arms, so
it's real aggressive
hard.
And you tell people, like, I'm generating force, and they're like, that doesn't mean anything. Especially if you don't catch the guy. And then I need to mark the 38 minute mark where I edit all of this out so Jose does not get investigated by.
I was going to say, when will this come back to bite us in the ass?
I'm always worried. There have been multiple times where I've said my social security number, which is. And I'm always worried I didn't bleep it out.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to email Jose or Justin, it's. No, they can't see that.
No?
No, they can find
you. They can see your fucking phone number, though. Not mine, though, because I didn't put mine in there.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm not going to bleep out.
Well, joke's on you, because I changed my phone number. Don't tell my real number.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't mm-hmm. you? I forgot.
Well, I didn't change it, but, you
your
know.
Your ex-girlfriend was getting a hold of you.
Yeah.
She said, I do have HPV. Mm-hmm. And you said, joke's on you. Everybody does.
Yeah, buddy.
Joke's on you. I got no phone number.
How'd you get it? Yeah, so I'm gonna try to just not be. See, I always have the goal of not being like a shit bad person, but it's just so ingrained in me that I don't know what else there is. You know what I mean? Like, I go out being like, well, you could like work out and just stop being the person that you are and stop ruining your life and the lives of those around you. And my brain goes,
nah.
What if you did a Batman impression and then cried in the shower later? And I go, that sounds fucking cool.
That sounds rad.
Yeah, dude. And then I'm like, I'm in the shower going like, swear to me. Why would you swear to me?
You're doing the impression. I like that you're I'm gonna cry because I did the impression. Now I'm crying and doing the impression.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try not to ruin people's lives, and I think by doing that I'm going to try to get a Zamboni to run over me and make me a permanent fixture in an ice skating rink.
What's a Zamboni?
It's the thing that cleans the ice and flattens it so you don't hit little chunks. I've created a bizarro Zamboni, which basically is
inflates
a,
you.
It's, no, it's instead of flattens. That's what he meant. Okay. I had to explain that because I'm the only person who would have understood that. It's basically a weird lawnmower. It just chips the fucking ice. So next time you're out on it, you have to walk because you can't even slide. I don't understand how ice works. I don't understand. We might come back as a religion podcast, and we will call it the Crucify. I can't come up with anything. You guys left me hanging. I really thought.
Well, I was like, well, what's it going for? Like
the
Latin?
Crucifixation. Okay. That's a pretty good one. I don't know. In reality, what are we going to do? We're probably going to go home and fall asleep at 8 p.m. And then we're going to be here in a year. We're going to be eating a burrito. And then we're going to look at each other and be like, we're all older and dumber and fatter. And we've done nothing with our lives. And then we'll just do that every year until we die.
No, we're just gonna come back every year and then quit every year.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Everything that I've ever done... I've quit.
Yeah, same.
I'm not good at things. People don't even like the things I do, not because of the quality of them, but they don't like me. And if you don't like me, you're not going to like anything I do. Even if I cut your grass, you're still going to be like, I fucking hate you.
Why do you cut it diagonally to that fucker?
Why is he just doing diamond patterns? And I'm like, I'm drawing one of those Stussy S's in your yard, you bitch. So yeah, I'm a quitter. I'm a smoker. I'm a toker. I'm a joker.
I'm a midnight joker,
and I'm damaged. You can see it on my forehead, my new tat. Uh-huh. I'm hanging out with Harley Quinn. She got those short shorts, baby. Ooh, I love a booty. come back next week for Scott's Booty Cast. It's going to be on the same feed. We're going to come in.
It's still going to be the same name.
Yep,
it's going to be the same name on the podcast, but yeah. Like you're going to call it the Booty Cast.
Yeah, it's the Booty Cast. And
what are you doing the Booty Cast?
It's going to be me and my slowly dying grandmother. She's going to read names to me anytime that she is coherent at all. And I'm going to say, ooh, I like that booty. Or, oh, don't love that booty. And that's pretty much the whole thing. And it's just to prove that I'm definitely not afraid of my own lack of masculinity and people thinking I'm much too feminine.
I like it.
And even it seems that no matter how tall or how big or how much weight I gain, I still have a very nice hourglass figure. My hips are very wide for a man. Nice. And then it sinks in from my waist. And then I got these beautiful ribs, baby. I'm like Marilyn Monroe mixed with... Charles Manson. So
it's the tattoo.
Yeah, the tattoo. So here's the thing. I told them, I said, give me just the legs of a stick man and make them like attached at the waist. And they did a great job of doing that. But then after they did it, I looked in the mirror. I looked at the tattoo artist. I looked back in the mirror. I looked back at the tattoo artist. I said, okay, here's $120. But I feel like I've made a bad decision. And I'll tell you why. They don't have feet. And he said, I can add feet. And I said, for free? And he said, well, just give me an extra $5. And I said, I'm leaving right now. I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. And I'm going to go home to my sweet white wife and make white love.
White love.
And she's going to look me in my stick man legs. And she's going to be like, I hate this fucker. I can't wait until he gets crushed by a Zamboni so I can have his life insurance and fuck his Mexican friend.
Ooh.
Justin.
Got him.
I'm a cuckold. That's wait, what I'm into.
Would you still be a cuckold if you're dead?
Here's the thing.
If he's like...
Hold on. Ultimate cuckold. I'm dead. I'm a ghost and I'm just there like...
Ghost Jim.
Oh, boy. I'm just getting really...
exactly. Is the window open? No, it's my dead husband.
It goes like chains rattling for 1 second, and then he goes...
Where'd you get the chains?
I'm into some weird shit, baby. So anyway, let's talk about what's your weirdest thing that you look for in porn? Like, if you're ever just like, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I'm gonna watch a blowjob, I'm gonna watch some doggy. What am I gonna do? I don't. By the way, no one ever searches for doggy style. If you do, you're a weird person.
I'm gonna now.
what do you do when you're like, you know, I'm feeling triple X freaky. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get on this site. I'm going to go to my hubs, my tubes. What are you putting in that search bar, Jose?
60 frames per second.
I'm usually searching Batman v Superman.
Nice.
I'm looking up nice scenery.
It's just...
Like Justin, a nice beach.
Fun fact, Justin only watches people fucking missionary on that Windows XP wallpaper of that nice green hill. It's just people.
Well,
just...
no, that's his computer. And then like he has like those GIF
icons. I was
going to
bring that up. You remember when you could download the lady that would be in the like the bottom right mm-hmm. corner and she'd pop out, say, here are my ditties. And then you'd be like, oh,
like,
boy.
Cool.
You guys got any embarrassing stories? I told you I fucked a toilet paper roll. It can get worse from there. I promise you.
Oh, man. Get back to me. I'll think about it.
What about you, Justin? You got any embarrassing stories? You once put my head in a ceiling fan. It's not embarrassing, but
no,
it involved you.
Embarrassing.
That was actually very funny for you. I had permanent damage that made me the person I am today.
I would say that I was walking around with some friends at the time, and a bird pooped on my head. And they're like, hey, a bird pooped on your head. And I said, nope, and I kept walking. And I went throughout the rest of my day with bird poop on my head.
Does that one time where I missed the pedal count?
You absolutely. Missed the pedal.
Absolutely. When I was by the bridge, and then I missed the pedal, and I flipped over on the bike. Oh. I don't know. What other embarrassing stories?
Were you embarrassed by it?
No, I was more in pain than embarrassed.
Yeah. I was telling Whitney, who's my girlfriend.
The trash can one where we went to go get a burger.
That's what he's embarrassed about.
Where I instead of people,
he did.
Did we ever talk about that?
He didn't know the rubbish cans.
I don't know. So let's. Do you want to tell the story?
You do it because yours is a lot funnier.
So Jose and I go to get some burgers. This place I won't give them. Give me $40 and I'll say the name of it. For now, we'll call it Burger Joint. We went to Burger Joint. And we got some burgers, and we ate those puppies up, drank a milkshake, shared some fries, I think. And then as we were leaving, I had already thrown away my trash. Jose was like, let me throw away mine. And he goes to one of those trash cans where there's the door at the bottom where how you would change the bag, and then the little flap at the top where you slide your shit in off of your tray, and then you put your tray on top. And I start going toward the exit. I look back at Jose at the trash cans. And he's doing some sort of strange robotic squat.
Yeah,
where he is looking
like my feet were planted like 2 feet away from where my upper body was.
Exactly.
Like I stretched out
so
to
like
open the door,
literally blocking the entrance of the burger yeah. joint, and just staring almost just forehead to rubbish sign. Looking at, in my eyes, looking directly at the sign that said rubbish.
I might have. Did it say rubbish? Or did
it said rubbish,
okay.
Yeah.
That's probably
and
why.
He's just looking at it. I look away. I look back. He's still in the same mode, holding a cup, looking at me as to say, Daddy, I don't know what to do. And I just stared at him and looked away and looked back. And this fucker has opened the door at the bottom. Pulled out like the trash can just a wee bit,
kind
tilted
of, yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah.
And then thrown his trash in it, and then just stands up and walks out as.
Well,
if
no,
he's...
I turned to look at you and pretty much went, "Did I do it? Did I do good?"
And then walked out.
I feel like you shrugged at me, and then we walked out, and then you started saying, "You're a fucking lunatic. You're a fucking sociopath." Like,
yeah, that was a thing where I felt like as soon as we left. someone in the FBI got a call of like, like we for sure just had an alien encounter.
I feel no, yeah, that's one of those things where you're like, that guy was an alien.
Yeah, I saw a situation at work earlier this week where they ordered like these box lunches and they had sandwiches inside, and a person was like, "I'll give you my sandwich," and that person goes, "Great," and then that person.
Just leaves it at that.
No, that person, yeah, and then walks out and phases through a window. No, that person who said, "I'll give you the sandwich," reached in, grabbed it in like the most like claw-like fashion, and then just like flipped it over and put it on that person's plate, and then like slid their fingers across it as they removed their hand. And the other person said, "Thank you." And I was looking at them, and a little bit of shit came out of my ass. Because I was like,
did
this
they mess
is...
the sandwich up?
No, they just were, they were like, how can I touch this? Because my thing would be if
how
I said,
I touch this the least?
Yeah, if, well, I would have been like, hey, Justin, do you want my sandwich? And you say, yeah. And then I go, here, you reach into this box and grab the sandwich. That's all you had to do. But instead, she like, I'm going to rub my fingers on the sandwich and on your plate a little bit. And then you get a sandwich. And the other person just looked her in the eyes and said, thank you.
Huh.
And I said, you guys are some weird alien circus duo. And I don't know what to do. So I called the cops. And I said,
reported that to the FBI.
Hey guys, I saw the weirdest thing. And I have a. And then that's at 5230. To,
oh my God.
to edit out. So I mean. I gotta mark this down just in case. So I mean, I'll probably have a podcast just about jerking off.
Nah.
That'll probably be what I do. You guys will start. I, by the way, we did float the idea of the podcast just being you two. No,
it would
serious.
Be a completely silent podcast.
It'd be like, hey, what'd you play?
Nothing.
Wow.
No, yeah,
exactly.
That's
exactly.
That was exactly
what it would be.
I maybe one day if I get
didn't know
bored,
you were talking to me.
Again,
I talked exactly. Just like, and I just like, hey, what'd you play? But I didn't know you were asking me.
So I think the way it would go is, it's just you two. You say something, and he goes, "Are you talking to me? is that meant for me?"
Oh yeah, man. Sorry, yeah. Yeah,
that was me. Oh, you talking to me?
and then like.
Wait, hold on. But you would still be here doing like the poster.
No, no, I would. You guys, like Scott, I would right? teach you. Like, I wouldn't be part of that at all.
This is why we're leaving.
Oh man!
So the podcast is nonsense now. Basically, we like video games, but they're like a fun thing to talk about. And then you make anything you make into a job is less fun unless that job is jerking off onto an old T-shirt, which I still love. I don't know. You guys got anything left to say on any of this?
No.
This is the Rat King, the Jerk Off Podcast.
I don't like jerking off.
I don't like that it's called the Rat King, and then it's a podcast about jerking off.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's how. Imagine if we were all just standing in a circle. Well, I guess it'd be a triangle,
and we get stuck to each other,
and we're just jaying each other's O, and we get stuck to one another, you know?
Yeah.
And then we're walking around, and we're just catching other guys who are jaying O, like in our trap, and then before you know it,
it's like Katamari but perverted.
Yeah, like Katamari.
And say eventually we would form a cocoon around us of it.
Yeah. Which is like, hey, not to over-exaggerate, my dream. that's all I want is to be in a cocoon. and then to...
Gross.
And then to just come out with wings as a butterfly and just shoot out little spores from our wings, and the whole time we're just screaming like, it hurts so bad. It all hurts. This is a living
why
hell.
Is it so sticky?
Everything is the worst. So you guys want to leave on anything today? As sort of the possibly the final goodbye. We'll start with Jose.
Shit.
Because Jose. Okay, so here's the thing. I was going to say if I ever get super bored, I will go back and make a super cut of the probably 65 times Jose has said, oh, shoot.
How many episodes have we had?
Like 65.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so
all of them.
Each
I'm,
every time.
I guarantee you I've probably said
absolutely.
60, like, oh, shit, 65 times.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So what do you got to say? You can say it to listeners. You could say it to your loved ones. You could tell a jerk off story. If you want to ruin the this is the final episode, and this is what it's going to be about. I mean, this is going to be heavily edited, by the way, to make to make me look better.
Are you just going to add like a little springy movement? Like,
boing, boing. Yeah. And I'm going to, it's literally going to be, I'm going to cut one portion of Justin laughing and put it after everything I say. Mm-hmm. I might actually do that.
I like it. That sounds nice.
No, I'm going to use that one where you went, or use that
when
one.
When did that happen?
It was a long time ago. Ah. Anyway.
I guess I had fun. I remember talking about sandwiches that one time and how, you know, hot dogs aren't sandwiches.
But they are.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man.
Is that it?
Yep.
I'm still the typo king. Don't try to look me up anywhere because you probably won't find me. And maybe we'll do some recordings, as in, no, we're not going to be recording, at least not anytime soon. Maybe we'll do some live stuff with
catch
Twitch
us on
or
Twitch. Our Twitch is Rat King Podcast as well, and maybe we'll do some of that in the future. Who knows? Maybe
yeah,
we
and
won't.
If not, oh well.
Catch, if you do want to find Justin online, go to neighborhoodwatchdog.com.
And you'll he's that bush in Google Maps.
Yeah, he is the bush in front of every house in my street, because he started at the corner as soon as he saw the Google Maps car, and he's just fucking
it.
He's just fucking booking it. He's just fucking,
that's hilarious. Yeah. I'm so proud.
I don't,
every picture stands,
I don't
still.
Know how you got on both sides of the street. I don't know if he went
because
back,
I timed it.
I don't know if he went I don't know if he went back hoping he wouldn't have you in it again. And then you just popped out of a you popped out of a bush for some reason, even though you already look like one, and then you just fucking just fucking
hilarious.
Booked it. So that's it. That's all you got?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So I want to say thank you to everyone who does listen, who has been listening. If you shared it with friends, if you've left a review, if you've done whatever, we certainly appreciate it. It's been fun to do, but like you said, every good thing must come to an end, and so I will slash my throat. Just kidding. I'm not a good thing. That's why I'll live forever. No, but thank you. Is this how you do it?
Yeah.
Thanks everybody who did listen, who liked it. If you didn't like it, you can eat my little shits. and if you did, happy birthday. But we are going on to other things, and maybe we'll come back in, you know, like a couple months and be like, hey, we did this while we were gone and it was cool, and here's the new podcast. Who knows?
And I'm still going to talk about Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, four this time. So we definitely do appreciate it. We're going to keep the feed up for an indefinite amount of time. It could be forever. Who knows? Like I said, we don't know if we're going to be back in a couple months, in a year, and ever. So it's been fun to do. But we're going to try to do some other stuff. And maybe in doing so, we'll be able to do something better. I think that's kind of what my goal usually is. The fact that we ever did this at all is pretty impressive, because I think all of us, and Jose and I have talked about it multiple times.
Definitely got a lot bigger than what I originally thought when idea was brought up.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is, Jose and I have talked about how at least both of us have this thing of getting ahead of ourselves and making something bigger than it is, and then just either never doing it or failing. And instead, this is something that we really did take one step at a time, learn stuff along the way, change stuff up, try to make things more fun. I'm happy that Jose joined me when it was just the two of us and we were doing two-bit, struggling through that, doing whatever. That was fun.
That was rough.
Really brought Jose out of his shell, which is nice. I think it's certainly helped you conversationally. And maybe linguistically as well.
I don't know about linguistically, but...
but this is sort of the first thing we kind of did sort of like the right process with, and figured stuff out along the way instead of getting ahead of ourselves. And maybe this can be a good jumping off point. We did it with the podcast. Now we can do it with... ideally, I'm going to begin writing a comic script. I'm going to be writing my first comic book, hopefully. And then if I do, it'll be going to Jose, and he's going to have to draw that shit, and he's not going to be able to blame anybody but himself. Cause it's Jose and I have also tried to work on comics where, I go, let's come up with ideas together. Instead, I'm going to do it, and then you're going to do it. Yeah. And that's going to be it. And then Justin's probably going to learn how to play keyboard or something. I don't know. I don't know what.
I can be a backup artist.
Yeah, exactly. You can do shadows or something.
Yeah, I'll fill in the shadow colors.
That was just what I said. This is why the podcast is good. yeah, so I mean, we came out, we kind of did what we wanted to do. I mean, I guess our audience grew. We're not like a huge podcast at all, but it's been interesting to see that like hundreds of people every week listen to just three dipshits who get like progressively worse each episode.
I never got better.
Yeah. and they still stick around and listen and download and all that stuff. Even if it's a hate download, we appreciate it. But we'll be out in the real world, doing shit, not being shitheads. Oh, forgot to say, you know, it's the end of the podcast. I've learned my lesson. I'm actually no longer racist. My swastika tattoo on my forehead is now a Rubik's cube, and I'm really into that now. I'm just working on that and cup stacking. Jose learned the error of his ways. He now respects women. He's not a Gamergate guy. He had to give up his katana collection, but it was worth it.
Damn.
In order to respect women and all of that. Justin, still on trial. That has not changed. Only been an hour. Again, hoping for that mistrial or at the very least the death penalty. Neither of us. Here's the thing. Justin doesn't want a life sentence outside of prison. So I'd hate to give him one inside. You know what I mean? Good news is they would kill you. You know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
that's what I'm looking for.
I'd be sending you fucking zingers every day. You know. But hey, here's $3 for your commissary, so you can get a zinger, coconut zinger.
Cosmic brownies.
Cosmic brownies, pushing those little pebbles in there exactly. And then eating it up. So. I guess what I'm saying is it's been cool. I'm glad that we've done it. In the future, it may be nothing. It may be something better. Maybe something worse. But I don't know. I don't know how to end stuff ever. Especially something like this, because we put like a year of our time into it. Hasn't been a ton of work, honestly. It's just been more work than we wanted. It's kind of one of those things where just the payback isn't enough, if that makes sense. Also all my friends hate me in and outside of this room, don't worry. So growing to realize that, and then having to change everything about yourself, and then yeah, I mean, other than that, go fuck yourself. I do hope that anyone who's listening dies in a fire. But like a raging one where somehow there's not enough smoke for you to die from the inhalation and you just burn to a crisp until your muscles can no longer take it and you atrophy and you curl up into a ball, and that whole time you're praying to a god that doesn't exist. So catch us on this feed and tell your friends about us. Don't start with this episode. Start with the next one. And I guess
season three.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to straight to season three after only three episodes in season two. Ooh. So I guess you guys got anything else you want to say?
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah,
love you, Japan.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for supporting.
Yeah, shout out Japan.
Yeah, shout out Japan. They're gonna be disappointed.
Or some would say, arigato.
Yeah.
Bye.
Adios.
See ya. State release. State release. State release. State release. State release.